It's Friday, December 7th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Are Christians in the Middle East nearing extinction, as Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, warned in a recent article for The Telegraph? The World View spoke to Claire Evans, the Middle East International Christian Concern correspondent, and she said that she's not convinced that the Christian church there is smaller.
Well, actually, I'm not completely convinced that it is smaller. In the Middle East, your religion is assigned to you at birth. So we know that Christians who are born into a Christian family, we know that that number is smaller. We have no idea what the number is when it comes to Muslims who have converted to Christianity. And there are many people who are working in the field, who are doing outreach and ministry work, who have seen or are reporting that they're seeing just an explosion of those who have converted. But of course, those numbers can't be reported.
Evans said to pray for Christians in the Middle East, as Christmas time is one of the most difficult.
The situation for Christians in the Middle East, it is incredibly challenging, especially this time of the year. It's Christmas season, and this is birthplace of Christianity. And as it gets closer to Christmas, it's common for us to see an increase of attacks. And actually, we have over 100 Iranian Christians who are arrested specifically because it is Christmas, coming up on Christmas.
Jesus said in John 15:18, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Canadian pro-abortion leaders have amended a program to no longer require organizations seeking summer job grants to support abortion after backlash from faith-based and pro-life groups, reports the Canadian Press. However, changes to the program also include new language to exclude pro-life groups from receiving the grants. A recent survey by Pew Research evaluated 34 countries across Europe for their level of religious commitment, including attending religious services, praying daily, saying religion is very important, and believing in God with absolute certainty. Central and Eastern European countries like Romania, Armenia, Greece, and Poland rank near the top of the list for religious commitment, while Western European countries like France, Germany, Switzerland, and the UK rank near the bottom. In the midst of a trade war between the U.S. and China, China announced on Wednesday that they are confident that they will reach a trade deal with the U.S., reports Reuters. President Donald Trump echoed the sentiment following a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Argentina on Saturday. As Christmas approaches, towns and schools face the removal of references to Christ in the name of diversity. Newaygo Public School District in Newaygo County, Michigan, faced a lawsuit if they did not take down three wise men and a star that are part of the town's Christmas display. Robios Middle School in Virginia is prohibiting Christmas songs, quote, of a sacred nature, end quote, that reference Jesus Christ. And the Manchester Elementary School in Nebraska has banned all Christmas and other religious holiday symbols. Despite what school administrators may say, Isaiah 9 declares, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end." Gender researchers are observing a phenomenon they are calling, quote-unquote, desistance, where a substantial majority, 65% to 95%, of children who pretend to be the opposite gender change their mind later, reports San Francisco public radio station KQED. Amsterdam researcher Thomas Steensma released a study in 2013, finding 63% of the gender-confused teens in the study had changed their mind by the ages of 15 to 16. Homeschoolers in Virginia are protesting a move by London County Public Schools to ask the state's legislature to remove the religious exemption from public education that currently allows thousands of families to homeschool. Scott Woodruff, the senior counsel for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, stated, quote, "This action is very disturbing because it means that the school district wants new ways to control religiously exempt families," end quote. Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." And finally, in God's providence, the murder rate in the U.S. this year is on track to see the largest decrease in 5 years, reports the Washington Post. Murder rose 23% nationally between 2014 and 2016, before leveling off in 2017, and then dropping about 7% this year based on data from 66 large American cities. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, December 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.